This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 21st. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, some Thanksgiving reasons to be thankful from Legal Issues in the News commentator Amy Guyton, and a look at our forecast for the holiday with AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. A lawmaker in central Illinois who wants to put a cap on the state sales tax on gasoline doesn't like the idea of using that tax to help Chicago-area mass transit. State Representative Bill Mitchell of Decatur says he's not enthusiastic about funneling Chicago-area gas sales tax money to mass transit, even though his own party caucus leader, House GOP leader Tom Cross, supports the idea.
I would be very reluctant because, first of all, as a downstater, the gas sales tax that we're paying, it does not go to our road fund. We're not getting any roads out of it, so it's unadvantageous for the downstate Illinois, in my opinion.
Governor Al Blagojevich also supports using the gas tax to fund mass transit. He mentioned it when calling lawmakers to special session next week to deal with the problem. But Mitchell says the idea probably wouldn't work if his proposal to cap the gasoline sales tax became law. Mitchell says the 5% sales tax on gas is already unfair because it charges motorists more as gas prices go up. His bill would mean no more than a 7.5-cent sales tax per gallon. The separate state motor fuel tax on gasoline would not be affected. There will probably be no primary in Illinois' 104th state representative district. Danville City Councilman Terry Baldwin says health concerns are forcing him to drop out of a Republican primary race against the city's mayor, Scott Eisenhower. Baldwin told a local newspaper he was recently treated in an emergency room for high blood pressure related to a liver transplant to correct a rare genetic condition. Baldwin's challenger, Eisenhower, had won the endorsement of retiring state representative Bill Black. The Illinois Veterans Affairs Director says she's dissatisfied with the response to problems at the Marion VA Hospital. Tammy Duckworth blames lax oversight at the federal level. Sean Crawford has more.
10 patients died in recent months at the Marion Veterans Hospital in southern Illinois. Scrutiny increased when it was discovered a doctor working there had been forced to stop practicing medicine in another state due to malpractice. Duckworth, a veteran herself, says part of the problem was evident during a recent hearing on Capitol Hill involving VA officials.
They were talking about how they have this wonderful monitoring program for the quality of their care. And one of the senators said, well, so what is the, what is your safety program for making sure that you catch this? And they said, well, the 10 deaths. And I said, and I'm thinking 10 deaths is not acceptable. That's, you know, that shouldn't be your canary in a coal mine. It should not be 10 deaths. It should be well before that.
Since the VA hospitals are under federal control, doctors don't need a license in a particular state to practice there. Duckworth says she supports a proposal to change that. She also says physicians should be required to disclose any malpractice complaints before being hired. Three more doctors at Marion have been suspended and no inpatient surgery is being performed at the facility. I'm Sean Crawford.
Champaign City Council has endorsed new policies and higher rates for downtown parking. The changes would triple parking rates in the heart of downtown to 75 cents an hour and extend those rates into the evening. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, in the face of protests, council members will consider some modifications.
The protests came from businesses and social agencies that were in downtown Champaign before its recent resurgence. They say that higher parking meter rates and fines will discourage customers and clients, and offering cheaper parking on the fringes won't help seniors with limited mobility or those who fear for their safety at night. Claudia Lenoff of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers submitted more than 1,000 signatures in opposition.
You know, the people who come to downtown are not just the healthy, young, and well who enjoy the nightlife. We're rich, diverse downtown with a lot of different kinds of folks here, and I don't want to see the population narrowed as to who comes down here and who feels welcomed to come down here and who feels accommodated for.
But council members say higher parking fees in the downtown core will encourage greater use of underused fringe parking areas and help pay for a new $13 million parking deck. Councilmember Ken Pirock said he's open to modifications.
But at some point, the businesses, the people that benefit the most from having parking be available downtown have to pay for some portion of the cost.
Pirock and other council members asked city staff to study the potential for a smaller hike in the downtown parking rate in exchange for a quicker phase-in of evening meter enforcement. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign County Board has done its part toward making all county property smoke-free. Members have passed a plan to build 4 smoking shelters no closer than 15 feet from the entrance of county buildings to comply with a new state law taking effect in January. Urbana Democrat Brendan McGinty says the goal is not only to accommodate employees, but jurors outside the courthouse and visitors to the county's nursing home. He says the shelters would have to divert smoke away from entrances.
Right now, if you go into Brookins, there are 2 ashtray units right outside the door on each side of the door. And so you basically have to walk through the smoke to get into a smoke-free building.
McGinty says the shelters would likely be the size of a bus stop, and he expects them to be primarily enclosed to keep smoke away from the front of buildings. Illinois senior U.S. Senator says the massive number of toy recalls shows the federal agency responsible is poorly equipped to deal with the problem. Dick Durbin says he has a plan to change that. AM 580's Jeff Bossert reports.
With holiday shopping starting up, Durbin wants an overhaul of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. He says the agency now lacks the authority, resources, and staff to deal with toys containing lead paint or small parts that can be swallowed. Durbin purchased one such toy for his grandson, the same one containing magnets that resulted in the death of a young boy 2 years ago. He says magnetics was still being sold months later.
It turned out to issue a recall, the agency had to sit down and negotiate with the company that made the toy. The negotiation went on for almost a year. The toy was still on the shelf while the lawyers were fighting the lawyers for the Consumer Product Safety Commission. We say 10 days. 10 days under this, and we're going to start the recall, even if the lawyers haven't agreed.
Durbin's bill would also pump more dollars into the CPSC and begin a civil penalty for retailers that knowingly sell a recalled product. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is calling for similar reforms, including a ban on lead in products except at trace amounts, and a requirement that companies guarantee their products have been subject to independent third-party testing before being placed on a shelf. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. It's a time to reflect on how good you have it. Commentator Amy Guida is thankful for a lot of things, including relative anonymity. Here's this week's legal issues in the news.
I'm thankful for a lot of things this week. I have a wonderful family, good friends, and good health. I'm also thankful that I'm not Britney Spears. I say this about Britney after watching a videotape of a woman who appears to be Spears moving her car through what appears to be a red light at a Los Angeles intersection. As one news organization put it, Spears approached the light slowly, then raised her cell phone to her face before driving into the intersection as someone outside the car screams, "Red light, red light." What the story doesn't mention is that Spears was driving in a hail of flashbulbs at the time, all from photographers trying to get a good shot of her with her kids inside the car. Moreover, it appears that it was one of the swarming photographers who yelled out the red light warning. Let me put it this way. If I'd been driving, I would have had my eyes on the person swarming about my car, including the 2 very near my front bumper, trying not to hit anybody. Sincere apologies for missing the red light in the mayhem. I'm not making excuses for Britney Spears here. All I'm saying is that there appears to be more to the story than meets the newsprint, and at least her turn signal was on. What's really interesting about the seconds-long paparazzi-infused video is that California has moved to protect people like Spears from the actions of some photographers. The statute is titled Invasion of Privacy to Capture Physical Impression, and it creates liability for invasion of privacy when a person attempts to take a photograph or gather sound in a way that would be offensive to a reasonable person. But there are some asterisks to that relatively broad language, including that the person photographed has to be engaged in a personal or familial activity in which he or she has a reasonable expectation of privacy. Britney Spears probably knows that she has no privacy when she's out driving with her 2 kids in the back and, according to news reports, a court-appointed monitor in the passenger seat. She's not the only one who's had this sort of problem. Long before the California legislature enacted the paparazzi privacy statute, Jackie Kennedy Onassis used law successfully to keep a celebrity photographer a certain distance away. When the court in the case defines paparazzi as photographers who make themselves as visible to the public and as obnoxious to their photographic subjects as possible, you sort of get the sense of who's going to win. Ultimately, a federal appellate court wrote that the photographer had gone beyond reasonable news gathering because of his obtrusive and intruding presence, finding the photographer's focus on the Kennedy children particularly unreasonable. But that decision, and what some call the California paparazzi statute, won't keep photographers away from celebrities like Spears, as the video so aptly shows. So I'm thankful that I'm not Britney Spears. To contradict the chorus from a popular song on the radio these days, then, I don't want to be a rock star. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Thanksgiving forecast calls for some snow to our north. Snow advisories, and in northwest Indiana, lake effect snow advisories are in effect for tonight. Our forecast for northern Illinois today, cloudy, windy, and cool with scattered rain showers, changing to snow showers in the northwest in the afternoon. In northern Indiana and central Illinois, cloudy today and turning colder with periods of rain. And further south and in central Indiana, mostly cloudy and mild in the morning, showers and thunderstorms arriving. Highs from only 38 in northwest Illinois to 68 in the south. Temperatures falling through the course of the day today in Champaign-Urbana. Look for snow in the evening hours, tapering to flurries after midnight in northern Illinois. Look for rain to change to snow in northern Indiana and in central Illinois, and further south, periods of rain. Lows from only 22 in northwest Illinois to 42 in southeast Indiana. The overnight low tonight in Champaign-Urbana at 30 degrees with a high tomorrow of only 36. Look for clouds and flurries in the northern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana. In northwest Indiana, lake effect snow squalls with locally heavy snowfall possible. Elsewhere in northern and central Indiana, cloudy with snow showers in the south, cloudy with a chance of a few sprinkles and then flurries. Highs from 34 in the north to 44 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.